85-73, head coach Kruger joining us here inside the HKG Architecture Broadcasting booth, just dripping all over the place. How's that bath feel?
You know, when you sweep on this weekend, you'll take them all. You know, when you come off a game like last night and you're so high and there's one of two things, it's going to suck the energy out of you, it's going to feed you. And tonight we were tired, but you put 85 points on the board when you're gassed. And Winona was fresh. They didn't have a game, so they got to watch it at B-Dubs, you know, and have supper and whatever. And anytime you can sweep in this league, no matter if you're home or away, I can't say enough about the toughness of my kids. And we had some adversity last night. D goes down and we finished that game, and you know, we're still in that headspace, so we're not 100% sure. So we got people that are going to be playing, that are going to be bouncing in and out. We had Briley ready to go if we needed her. She's going to be ready next week, so for sure you're probably going to see her on the floor next week. But go damn Wolves.
No doubt about it. Well, that's exciting that Briley Schultz could be making a comeback here next week. I'm excited to see 24 back out there. But, you know, I said it to you last night, Coach, the fun thing about this program is you just never know who the best player on the floor is for you on any given night, but I'd be pretty hard-pressed to say nobody's shooting it better than Michaela Jewett right now. She's got four double-doubles in the last six games for you guys. That's pretty doggone impressive. Yes, this is it right here. That's the final box score. Yep.
Did you see Maddie Bragg go 3-for-5 from the three-point line,
I did. Yeah, that's impressive.
I mean, when we can make 9-10 threes, that's special for the Wolves, because it's just not how we're built.
Right.
But just the effort that we put forth. So, you know, they came out, they drive hard, and we were tired. You could tell we were out of gas. And you know what happens with me? I'm nothing if not emotionally intelligent. That's a joke to all the people listening. I get fired up, and I'm trying to keep them calm, and I'm over here pissed off. And, they are so good at pulling each other back. And they come into the huddle, and I expect them to be, you know, like scatterbrained, and they're just all looking at me. All, you know, when we're in practice, they're talking about red potatoes and their fingernails, and we're in a huddle, and I come back, and they're all just staring at me waiting for what I have to say. It's I told them tonight when we're getting ready to come back out for the last time out, I just said in 31 years I don't know if I've had a group that has more fun. And tonight it took some time to find the joy. They were tired, and you could see it, and they were trying so hard to find joy. And we made some plays that were unbelievable, and then we made some that were like, oh, God. But you're going to have that, especially with that emotional piece. Like I said, when you come off a win like that, and then you got to try and figure out how to put the air back in, and we had a lot of kids play a lot of minutes. I'm proud of them. I'm just really proud.
You usually write something on your hand before games. What'd you have today?
It literally said the same that it did. I am, I can, I will. But before it washed up, it said, help them find joy. Because I knew that this is hard. I don't know if many people have ever done it, but you play the number six team in the country, and you win, and it takes all that juice, and everybody's jacked, and they storm the floor, and then you come back to a team where you know you should win, and trying to get yourself back up and get focused. And people think it's easy, and it's not. When your body is tired, your mind has to do things that maybe it's not always ready to do. So I'm just really super proud of these kids.
A couple more here with Paula Kruger on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 and 98.5. Maybe by the time we're done here, you'll air dry a little bit. But five players in double figures for you tonight. Jewett with 25 and 12, six assists for her as well. Again, 23 assists on 30 made field goals. That's 76% of your offense from the field goal perspective being assisted on. You had a great night in terms of that as well. I mean, we just talk about unselfishness, and we just saw it again here tonight with you guys.
How many? 23 tonight and 27 last night? So
I think it was 29 last night, wasn't it?
I don't know what it was, but it was like 50. We have 50 assists in two nights, I think.
27 last night, you're correct.
So no one's more proud than I am, and they do a great job of keeping me grounded. And again, Wolves Nation, you were fantastic. It's hard to get excited too. You guys were a little out of juice too. We had to keep begging you to come on and help us. We were tired, and we needed you. And when we needed you most, you showed up.
Rio, another great game. 10, 6, and 6 points, rebounds, and assists respectively. Only one turnover there for her.
She passed it to me. Wanted to get me in the game.
Yes, I did see that.
Wanted to keep me in the game.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Rio.
Final one, maybe one or two more here. Madeline Bragg, shooter.
You know, she works on it a lot.
Yeah.
And the one thing I'll say about Maddie is, as much as we beg her to get into the block, she gets double team, triple team, smashed in there. And sometimes if she can come out and have a little bit of space, it's good for her. And she's confident right now because we do game shots every day, and she shoots threes with everybody else. So, if she's going to make them and she's confident in shooting them, that's half the battle. You know, if you're going to have to second guess it and wonder if you should, then you probably shouldn't shoot him. And she didn't hesitate. She let him fly.
Final one. She didn't play a whole lot, But in the first half, Taylor Tool
huge
came in big time, didn't she?
Taylor Tool was huge. She was big time. Her minutes were huge, and we're going to have to figure out some rotations right now until we know for sure when and if we get D back, and I'm going to have to do some junk with that. So by Thursday, I'm going to have to have some things figured out. But certainly, I'm not going to do that tonight.
No, I don't think I will be doing a whole lot of anything other than maybe jumping in that hot tub later tonight. But speaking of Moorhead, that's on Thursday. They beat Wayne tonight 63-53. Yes, indeed. All right, Coach, appreciate you doing this, and have a good rest of your weekend.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.